When Clark awoke the next morning, Octavia was gone, and bright light was streaming in through the tent flap. Talia lay on her side, still asleep. Clark rose with a groan, her muscles stiff from their hike yesterday. But it was a good kind of pain. She'd walked through a forest that hadn't been seen by a single human being in 300 years. Her stomach squirmed as she thought about another distinction she'd inadvertently earned, the first girl to kiss a boy on Earth since the cataclysm. Clark smiled as she hurried over to Talia. She couldn't wait until she was well enough to hear all about it. She pressed the back of her hand against her friend's forehead and was relieved to feel that it was cooler than it had been last night. She gently pulled back the blanket to look at Talia's stomach. Her skin still showed signs of an infection, but it hadn't spread any farther. As long as Talia had a full course of antibiotics, she'd make a full recovery. It was hard to know exactly, but based on the strength of the light, she guessed that at least 8 hours had passed since Talia's last dose. She turned and walked over to the corner where she'd stashed the medicine chest, frowning slightly as she realized it was open. Clark crouched down and inhaled sharply, blinking to make sure her eyes weren't playing tricks on her. The chest was empty. All the antibiotics, the painkillers, even the syringes, they were all gone. "No," Clark whispered. "There was nothing." "No," she said again, scrambling to her feet. She ran over to the nearest cot and started to throw the bedding aside, then did the same with her own. Her eyes landed on Octavia's cot, and her panic momentarily hardened into suspicion. She hurried over and began rummaging through the pile of blankets. "Come on," she muttered to herself, but her hands came up empty. "No!" She kicked the ground. The medicine wasn't in the tent, that much was clear. But whoever had taken it couldn't have gone far. There were fewer than 100 human beings on the planet, and Clark wasn't going to rest until she found the thief who was jeopardizing Talia's life. She probably wouldn't have to look very far.